A pool, a high school, and a bike skills park might all find a home in Northwest St. Albert under proposed plans for the Chero neighborhood, plans which could cost taxpayers up to $118 million. The City of St. Albert launched a survey February 8 to ask residents to pick a plan for the community amenities site in the Chero neighborhood, which was south of Villeneuve Road and west of Ray Gibbon Drive. The city has been working on plans for a new recreation site since about 2018, said City of St. Albert Interim Manager of Recreation Facility Development and Partnerships Manda Wild. In 2019, Rohit Communities agreed to give the city about 59 acres of land in the Chero neighborhood to use as that site. Administration has prepared 5 plans for what should go on this site based on the 2022 Recreation Amenity Needs Assessment, Wild said. This survey was meant to give people a chance to say which plan or combination of plans the city should pursue when developing this area. 5 plans. Wild said the plans proposed different combinations and layouts of facilities, including outdoor classrooms, tennis courts, skate parks, spray parks, and skating rinks. These facilities would take up about 25 acres, with the rest dedicated to green space. Each plan featured trails, roads, parking, green space, outdoor sports fields, and an aquatic center. People are really passionate about swimming, Wild said of the aquatic center, and indoor aquatics were the top priority identified by the recreation needs assessment. Wild said the aquatic center would be indoors and feature a 25-meter competition pool and some kind of leisure pool. Depending on the plan, this facility could be paired with a splash park, indoor ice sheets, or an indoor gym, fitness center. St. Albert Sailfish head coach Glenn Wilson said St. Albert has needed a second competition-style pool for swim meets and lifeguard training for about 12 years. Right now, local competitive swimmers had to share space with Edmonton teams at Fountain Park Pool, which was itself closed right now for repairs. The Sailfish had about 50 people on their waiting list because there wasn't enough space to train them in St. Albert. With a new facility, our swim team could fully develop, Wilson said, and the city could host major swimming competitions. 4 of the 5 plans included a 4,200-square-meter high school. St. Albert does not have an open high school site and would need one at some point, Wild said. A school on this site would fit in with the site's other sports facilities and draw students from nearby growing neighborhoods. In an email, St. Albert Public Schools spokesperson Paula Power said that while the board hoped to learn more about this proposed high school site, their preference was to have a high school built in Aaron Ridge North. Landrex has proposed to offer land for such a site. We desperately need a third high school, and the province does not grant new school projects unless there is a designated site that is serviced and ready. Wilson, who teaches phys ed at Leo Nickerson, said he saw no downsides to putting a high school on this site, adding that such a site would be a great place to host an Alberta Summer Games or Kids of Steel Triathlon. 4 of the 5 concepts featured a bike skills park, something the city has been trying to build since the early 2010s. Wilson said such a park would be a phenomenal addition to the other proposed facilities on this site. Big cost. Wild said the baseline school and pool layout would cost up to $50 million and require a 3.5% tax hike, about $140 per year, home, to build without the help of federal or provincial grants. The most expensive layout, the recreation campus, which had a pool, indoor ice rink, and an artificial turf facility, would cost up to $118 million and necessitate a 7.3%, $280 per year, home, tax increase. Wild said administration would compile the survey's results into a plan to present to council by June, after which they would determine its detailed design and operating costs. Actual construction was years away. Administration would host an open house on the plans at Service Place February 21 from 4 to 8 p.m., Wild said. Staff would also be available to talk about the plans at Service Place from 1 to 4 p.m. on February 19, at Lacombe Lake Park from noon till 4 p.m. on February 20, and in the St. Albert Place lobby from 3 to 6 p.m. The online survey closes March 5. Visit conversation.stalbert.ca/activate for details.